מסכת אבות פרק ג' משנה ב' משנה says רבי חנינה סגן הכהנים אומר רבי חנינה who was the second in command of the בית המקדש behind the כהן גדול, the כהן גדול couldn't serve in the בית המקדש on יום כיפור, then the סגן would take his place. He used to say, הווה מתפלל בשלומה של מלכות. Pray for the well-being of the government. Doesn't matter if it's a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. Pray for the welfare of the government. Because if it wasn't for fear of the government, people would swallow each other alive. The person who was bigger, the person who was more mighty, would destroy the weaker person. If it wasn't for the fear of the government, the only thing that's holding him back is the law, are the police, are the authorities, so therefore he can't commit a crime. The language that we're using of Hayim Bela'o, that people would swallow each other alive, is a play on words from the Pasuk in Habakkuk, where it says, Vata'ase Adam Kidge Hayam, that men were made like fish of the sea, and the comparison is like a big fish could swallow a small fish without even chewing, without any effort whatsoever. Same thing, a strong person has the ability to hurt a weaker person in a very easy way. The only thing that's holding him back is fear of punishment because of the government, so therefore we have to pray for the shalom of the malchut. Rabbi Hanina ben Tiradion omer, Shenayim sheyoshvim ve'en b'nehen divrei Torah, says Rabbi Hanina ben Tiradion, if two people are sitting together and there are no words of Torah being discussed between them, harezeh moshav le'tzim, it's considered to be a sitting down of people who are scorners of Torah, of mockers. Shene emar, like the pasuk in Tehillim starts off, u'moshav le'etzim lo yashav, in the sitting of mockers, he did not sit, but rather, ki im betorat Adonai hefso, rather the Torah of Hashem is his desire. He doesn't want to sit talking nonsense, wasting his time, but the person wants to discuss Torah. So if two people are talking nonsense, it's considered to be a moshav letzim, a sitting together of mockers. Aval shenayim sheyoshvim v'yesh b'nehem divrei Torah, shechina shiruya b'nehem. But when two people sit together and they're talking words of Torah, the shechina, the presence of Hashem, is found between them as well. Shene'emar, like the pasuk in Malachi says, az nidberu yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu. When those who fear Hashem, one man spoke to another, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, Hashem paid attention and listened. Vayikatev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav Leirei Adonai Hosheve Shemon. It's written in the book of memory before Hashem, and this is done only for those people who have fear of Hashem and give thought about the name of Hashem. So when people hear two people sitting down talking about Torah, and they're choosing to do that, Hashem is with them, the Shekhinah rests with them. Enli ela shenayim. I have proof from this pasuk that two people who talk words of Torah will receive a tremendous reward from Hashem. Minayin sha'afilu ehad sheyoshev ve'osek ba'Torah, sha'kadosh baruch hu koveh lo sachar. Where do I know that even one person who sits and learns Torah, that Hashem is going to give reward for this person as well? Shene emad, like the pasuk says, yeshev badad v'idom ki natal alav. If a person sits alone and thinks, studies words of Torah, and he's quiet about it, he receives for this, and what he receives would be a reward.